The Arab American National Museum sits across the street from Dearborn City Hall, indicative of how Arab Americans are an integral part of American society. Museum Director Anan Amiri.
When people come and visit the museum and visit the exhibit to say, oh, they're Latin American or Italian American, say, oh, this is like my father, this is like my grandfather's story, this is like my mother's story. And in the bottom end of it, the Arab American story is really the American story. It's the story of immigrants coming to this country from all parts of the world to create better lives for themselves and for their children.
The museum's first floor showcases the contributions of the Arab and Muslim civilizations in medicine, architecture, science, and music. Visitors then are introduced to the Arab world today before they start their tour of exhibits that tell the Arab American story. Celine Taminian is the Director of Educational Programs.
On the second floor, we have three major exhibits or galleries coming to America, living in America, and making an impact. And through these exhibits, we teach the students who live in America about the Arab culture and Arab American people who live here in the United States, about their lifestyle, about the work that they do, how they came to the United States, and what their impact is on this culture and on this country.
She says the most fascinating exhibit for most visitors is Making an Impact. She says they are amazed by how many Arab American faces they know. In politics, former Senator George Mitchell and former Energy Secretary Spencer Abraham. In science, Nobel Prize winner Ahmed Zuhaili. In sports, former football star Doug Flutie. And in entertainment, actors Kathy Najimy and Tony Shalhoub. Museum visitors often find it an eye-opener on Arab culture and Arab Americans. Barbara Aswad is a professor of anthropology at the University of California.
Americans absolutely don't know enough about Arabs and certainly about Arab Americans. They don't know the history, and I hope eventually we'll get more history in this museum.
And this young visitor finds something else.
I think it's nice because it has all these details and all the stuff about Muslim and all that.
Ralph Valdez is the museum's director of cultural programs. He says the museum organizes a multicultural music series to demonstrate the common ground that different cultures share.
They can see in the art similarities of themes of love and family and devotion and, you know, very many things that people of all nationalities and ethnicities celebrate in their art. They see the commonalities and it helps them to open their understanding and get away from the stereotypes.
Since its opening 2 years ago, more than 80,000 people have visited the Arab American National Museum in Dearborn, and it has become a well-known resource for documented information about Arabs and Arab Americans. Mohammed Shenawi, VOA News.